You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs with you here on CBD. Phone lines lighting up, 216-578-0850. Gibbs, what do we got?
Let's go to Tim in Broadview Heights.
Tim, welcome to the show.
How are you, gentlemen?
Good, how are you?
Hey, let me start out by saying I love my wife, but if I catch my wife doing what Duff's wife did or supposedly doing, I'm going to take the guy out to dinner. And the reason is because now I finally am free and clear. If she wants to reconcile, we'll wait until the divorce is over. And then I'm making millions of dollars as a golf pro, and I'm traveling the world now, and I'm free.
Hey, Rory.
There's no reason to hate him.
That's what we call the silver lining view of things.
Hey, Rory McIlroy broke off his engagement, and all of a sudden he was playing out of his mind for the last year. Who needs a woman?
Listen. I say that,
and I'll be sleeping at Zagura's house tonight.
I was gonna say, well, if I'm allowed to be there as well.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, is this Ron in Vegas?
Yeah, Ron in Vegas. It's
nice spelling of Ron there, Gibbs.
It's actually Ryan.
All right, it's
Ryan in Vegas. My man, I'll be in Vegas soon.
All right, R Y A N, buddy. Ron.
There we go. We've got it.
Yeah.
Last name Jeremy. I want to talk. Yeah.
Are you related to Ron?
I am. No, I'm joking. You know what? I tell you what. I don't believe in jinxes, obviously. But yesterday, when Carrasco was up on the mound, obviously, I know it's Browns talk, but just give me a second. Up on the mound, obviously, he pitched to our old player, Grady Sizemore. And ESPN says, all right, Grady Sizemore broke up the no-hitter. Well, it was a fielder's choice. If they recognize, you know, the rules of baseball, that is not a base hit. So, no, I don't believe in luck. I literally, if you lose from at a poker table, a guy hits his four quads, on a poker table and beats your full house, whatever. It just is what it is. I don't play. Oh, darn it. You know, I didn't, you know, twiddle my thumbs or something, or I didn't, you know, scratch my foot. I don't believe in luck. I don't have, you know, tendencies. But I tell you what, when they did that, I said, you morons on ESPN. Because guess what? Two batters later, the guy did get a base hit in the ninth inning with two outs and two strikes. So there is something, and you guys can allude to this too. There's not too many tendencies in football where tradition or luck is involved, other than not changing your clothes or something along those lines, where you feel if you did, you might lose the game or something. And I recognize people have consistency. Consistency will make them play better or play off their game. If they didn't do the proper, meaning like their workout regime, if they didn't get that in, or Dirk Nowitzki likes to throw water on his hair before he goes out to play basketball, and that's why his hair is always wet during the during pregame and everything like that. He needs to do something. And again, people have lucky feet, all this and that. But I tell you what, when it comes to a no hitter, you should never bring it up. And is there something you guys could bring up in football where you just, for instance, the kicker and the last game, the last seconds whatever it may be, the playoffs or even just regular season game? Do the players tend to stay away from the kicker when they know it's up to him, or do they pat him on the head, or what do they do?
They don't talk to the kicker at all. The kicker talks to the putter and the long snapper, and that's about it.
Yeah.
They kind of hang out in their own world over there on the sideline. And I can say that now after being on the sideline for a season. I'll tell you if it's any different this year, but last year, Spencer Lanning, Billy Cundiff, Garrett Hartley, Christian Yount, they'd all kind of stand off to the side, and they were kind of almost their own entity onto the team. Spencer Lanning would venture out, but he was really the only one.
I heard some fantastic stories of those three down on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah, they're great. Hilarious.
It was almost like you should put headsets on, and they should do a show while they're doing it.
Oh, yeah, could have been mic'd up. Would have been great.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All right, I want to say this as well. Tiger Woods, we do believe in due process here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Tiger Woods' agent has said there is absolutely zero truth to the unfounded rumor. It's wholly false. Woods' agent also denied the allegations to Golf Week, saying, I couldn't deny this more vehemently. There is less than zero strand of truth to it. 100% false, 100% fabricated, zero credence, absolutely unequivocally untrue. They are not even acquaintances. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yet Tiger Woods shoots his best round in 16 months today at the Greenbrier Classic.
National Enquirer says this affair has been going on for months, and Lindsay found out about it, and that's why that their relationship ended. So we'll see. Anyway, let's go to Rick in Northern California now, where I just was for my father Pedro's nuptials. Rick, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, man.
You got it. Where in Northern California are you?
I'm up in Pleasant Hill.
So Pleasant Hill? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to talk about Rayton Benton. I mean, as a Browns fan, I got him at 18 because he's really got these guys believing in his program and buying in. I mean, the winds have changed. I mean, if you can't tell that, I mean, go root for the Bills. I mean, I think he's done a fantastic job with what he's at. But, you know, I think nationally it's tough, man. I mean, he's such an approved stage. I think nationally I'm going to say 25 just because he's got a lot to prove. We've got to make some strides before we can, you know, the national press can take us seriously.
I agree with that. It's going to come down to wins and losses. And I'll tell you right now, and we can get into this as it goes on, Mike Pettine right now at NFL.com's power rankings, number 28 in the NFL, better than only Jim Tomsula, who's about to start, Dan Quinn, who's about to start, Todd Bowles, who's about to start, and Jay Gruden. So the only second-year coach that he's ahead of is Jay Gruden. And I don't know that that's totally fair. I think you look at what Mike Pettine did, coming in 7-9, dealing with the Johnny Manziel circus, you know, dealing with the quarterback controversy that he did, having the injuries, dealing with Josh Gordon. There was a lot that went on. And so I believe that he did a very good job. It's tough to say. Is he should be ahead of Gus Bradley, Jack Del Rio? The one ranking on here that I thought was insane was Ken Whisenhunt getting all the way up to number 21. Ken Whisenhunt has been absolutely dreadful in his last few stints as a head coach.
Should
what
have
did
been
he do
fired
to be ahead
last year.
Because he's got reputation. He might not be that good anymore. I think Mike Pettine's going to be a very, very good coach. But 28th is where they have him nationally. I think that speaks to what you're saying about him. I think that that's why he's there. Gary Youngstown says he's got a quarterback coming off an ACL tear. He's got the distractions in Johnny and Gordon, rookie running backs, underachievers in the first round. You had the Ben Tate fiasco, which he handled very well, and the team still went 7-9. So he said top 10 in my opinion. He's got a long way to go to be top 10, but I do think he has an opportunity to climb up off of number 28, and I think he will prove that in the coming years that he is a coach of that caliber and quality. All right, when we come back, a man of unquestioned quality and character, the notorious VIC, Vic Carucci.
Oh, yeah.
The godfather of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, will be with us here on CBD, talking about the Bills, the Browns, and everything going on in the National Football League. So we should-